You know, we spoke to Congressman Ginta last week, and I posed a similar question to him, that it's become almost an autumn ritual. The leaves fall, days get shorter, and, you know, every 2 years in the first district, it's Shayport or Ginta. Do you ever feel like you're trapped in some sort of, you know, kind of political corn maze with him?
I think we reflect what's happening in Washington, don't you? Where there's a clash of ideas, and it's not just Washington, by the way. It's New Hampshire, and it's every other state. That's why you see every election so close now, because Americans are looking very closely, and I respect the process of saying what and who will best help my family. Now, for me, you know, Frank Ginta has the advantage that because this district is more Republican than Democratic. I indicated 26% Democratic, so if I got every Democrat out, I still can't win.
I mean, it's been good to you in presidential years.
Right, because independents come out, and independents come out in much larger number in presidential years, and they obviously lean Democratic. So they hear our message of inclusiveness, our message about restoring the American dream, our message about making sure that families have opportunity, that we hear them and understand them, that we're working on these issues. So I think when they show up in those larger numbers, and they hear the differences in the platforms there, that they do choose the Democrats. And I feel very honored when I am chosen, and when I'm not, I know that, you know, the voters have spoken, and the deal is that you get up, brush yourself off, and say, let me get back to work, because there's so much work to be done to move this country forward.
So you're not sick and tired of him yet?
Running. You know what? Let me say that here's the thing. Every person can put $50 down and run for Congress. And then they go through a primary. And when the voters chose Frank Ginta, even though it was 670 votes, he won his primary.
In the primary.
Right. I have to respect that. He won his primary. In my primary, you know, the person who thought he was a Democrat decided he wasn't a Democrat, didn't put his $50 down, didn't run. And so, you know, but clearing a field, when people talk about clearing a field, it's always up to an individual to assess how strong is this candidate. So I think people looked and said, you know, I'm a strong candidate. I've been true. I've been honest. People know who I am. You can pick up my 06 campaign literature. It says the same thing, fighting for the middle class, now, forever, and always.